And now, another hour of the Motown Story with John Trenton.
WTMA, Charleston.
Junior Walker's fabulous success with Shotgun was followed by more hits on the Motown label, Soul Records. His next several records weren't quite as big as Shotgun, but they were national hits and sent people's feet to dancing. I'm a Roadrunner was another smash for Junior Walker, penned by Holland, Dozier, and Holland, who kept the Motown company rolling with hit after hit. I'm a Roadrunner, baby. Brenda Holloway now steps into the Motown story for a successful but brief encounter with her first and biggest hit in 1965, When I'm Gone.
What are you gonna do when I'm gone? Whose shoulder are you gonna cry on? What are you gonna do on the day when I turn my head and just walk away now? What are you gonna say to your friends when the talk around town begins? Will you tell them how you treated me bad? Will you tell them how you made me so sad? 'Cause you make some people think that you love me a lot. Mr. Hyde. Oh, yeah. You make a pass at every girl that you see. Then when they hurt you, you come right back crying to me.
You
whenever you're low,
and
you don't have a place you can go.
You don't have a-
I've gotta make it now. What are you gonna do when I'm gone? What are you gonna do when I'm gone?
Martha Reeves now talks about her next hit record, My Baby Loves Me.
My Baby Loves Me came at a time when we were trying to get a new sound, and when I first heard it, I fell immediately in love with it, and it's about my favorite, I think, of all my recordings. When I first heard My Baby Loves Me, I had had an experience with a boyfriend, and we were about to break up. This one kind of brought all my feelings to home, therefore they were shown on the record. We were about to break up, and the song kind of got us back together. So in the studio, I had a chance to express a feeling inside.
My baby loves me. Oh, yeah. My baby needs me.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles use their magic touch to perfection as they record another winner, a smooth ballad sound that takes hold.
Just about it.
The Miracles, and ooh, baby, baby. Motown was growing and maturing and becoming a solid financial success, investing wisely, and a giant in the recording business was being made. The Supremes kept things rolling right along with their special brand of singing that made them the most popular female singing group ever. Here's Diana Ross again.
I think people that aren't professional sing better because they have that newness in their voice, you know. So they were trying to continue to keep this and my voice, and a lot of times if I did a song too many times, I got too familiar with it and I would oversing it. And My World's Empty Without You was one of the ones that I came in town for like 2 days, and I would go right into session, record it, and they would go from there.
My world is empty without you.
Marvelettes, one of Motown's earlier success stories, were still clicking with Too Many Fish in the Sea. And then it was top 10 with Don't Mess with Bill.
Don't mess with Bill.
No, 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 no.
Don't mess with Bill.
Don't mess with Bill.
Say it one more time.
Don't mess with Bill.
Well, I know he's the guy who put tears.
Don't mess with Bill.
Leave my Billy alone.
Don't mess with Bill.
Gotta
politician. I want to be sure as can be. Hear what I say,
hey, girls, keep away.
This is the Motown Story, and now Diana Ross talks about You Can't Hurry Love.
This one started off with bass, a quality of making a nice, different kind of intro that sounded good on the radio. Boom, 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 boom. You know, those kind of things.
I need love, love, to ease my mind.
Jimmy Ruffin had a powerhouse hit recording that overnight, due in part to tremendous acceptance and airplay from radio stations, was heard all over the country. People responded by buying this record immediately. And it was a million seller. What becomes of the brokenhearted?
It's the type of words that you can feel, and it's a beautiful melodic song, you know. So it's kind of a soulful song, but yet it has a beautiful melody. At that time, my career wasn't doing too well, and I was getting kicked around quite a bit financially, and I really was like hungry and in a depressed mood, and I could really, like, I interpreted the words as a person like lost, looking for some type of hope, a ray of hope, needing someone, you know, or something to believe in.
Land of broken dreams. I have visions of many things, but happy.
Ruffin and What Becomes of the Brokenhearted. Tremendous dedication to their work makes the Temptations one of the most unique entertainment groups in the modern musical world. Listen to Beauty is Only Skin Deep.
So in love, sad as could be, 'cause a pretty face got the best of me. You came into my life and gave it meaning and pure delight. Now good looks I've learned to do without, 'cause now I know it's love that really counts. 'Cause I know that
beauty's only skin deep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know that beauty's only skin deep. Yes, indeed. Now you speak your words warm and sincere, and lets me know that your love is dear. A pretty face you may not possess, but what I like about you is your tenderness. A pretty face may be some guy's taste, but I'll take loving in his place. 'Cause I know that
beauty's only skin deep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know that beauty's only skin deep. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. But it goes deeper than my eye can view. You have a pleasing personality, and that's an ever-living rare quality. Now show me a girl that's fine, and I'll choose the one with true love in every time. 'Cause I know that
only skin deep,
and I believe that you know that beauty's only skin deep. So if you're looking for a lover, she may be fine on the outside, but so untrue on the inside.
Here's Levi Stubbs of the Four Tops.
My rough style of singing is just a natural thing. What I mean by I don't consider myself as being a heck of a singer, man. I'm more of a stylist, if you will. Then to reach out to, come on, girl, reach out for me, that's, I mean, it's like, it was a natural thing to me. You see, I like to live what I do, you know, and then record performances, you know, I like to live them. In other words, I can't look at the lyrics and then try to interpret them. I have to try to understand what they mean and then go for myself. I mean, that's just me. If it's good, then beautiful. If it's not, then, you know, you can't do any more than you can do. That's the way I felt about it. Come on, girl, reach out for me.
Now, if you feel that you can't go on, because all of your hope is gone, and your life is filled with much confusion, until happiness is just an illusion, and your world around is crumbling down, darling,
reach out.
Come on, girl, reach on out for me.
Shout, I'll Be There, The Four Tops, written by Holland, Dozier, and Holland, those super songwriters I talked about earlier. They also wrote this Four Tops smash hit. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas do another Holland, Dozier, and Holland song, I'm Ready for Love, with a driving, danceable beat so typical of their writing.
As I stand alone on this moonful night, for the first time I feel alone in life. As I watch the moon kiss the violet sky, I feel the need for your lips to press. Need for love.
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. This is the Motown story, and to make it a grand slam for this sensational songwriting trio of Holland, Tozier, and Holland, the Isley Brothers, and this old heart of mine. Marvin Gaye was always wanting to do something new, and he took a suggestion from friends to do a duet with Tammy Terrell, a beautiful and talented young singer who would later pass away in the prime of her life.
Ain't no mountain high enough. That was a good beginning, because I had no idea that Tammy was as good a singer as she, of course, turned out to be. And I hadn't had a chance to hear her sing before I met her. But some people who were on their toes dug her sound and perhaps realized that we may possibly make a good duet. And me wanting to try something new all of my life, so it was a challenge and something groovy to do. Besides, she was very pretty.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
Keep me from getting to you, baby.
Stevie Wonder, under the watchful eye of Berry Gordy and Stevie's manager, blossomed into international stardom. His records were selling well all over the world, and his talents are displayed here as he sings a Bob Dylan song, Blowin' in the Wind. Success continued at Motown, and the Four Tops were hotter than ever with this top 10 record.
I see a house of stone, a lonely house, 'cause now you're gone. 7 rooms, that's all it is. 7 rooms of gloom. I live with emptiness without your tenderness. You took the dream I had for us. I watch the door that never rings.
the Four Tops and Seven Rooms of Gloom, the Supremes, also world famous, had 11 gold records in a period of less than 2 years. Truly a remarkable feat. The girls, since their 1960 audition at Motown, had suddenly become the most consistent hitmakers. Diana Ross talks about another of their million sellers.
I liked all the storylines to every one of our songs. We would get together in a little room upstairs over the session area and go over the songs with the piano. And have our hamburgers and everything there. We didn't work with the guitar, just the piano. Everybody added their little bit of something.
Marvin Gaye then strikes again with this infectious rocker, Take This Heart of Mine.
Take this heart.
The Temptations were so busy hitting the rugged personal appearance tours that they had little time for anything but work. All the work didn't hurt, though. It honed their performances to a razor-like sharpness, and their recordings were class, and the record-buying public was grabbing up their product. And this one was no exception. Since I Lost My Baby, The Temptations.
Shining, there's plenty of light.
Oh,
a new day is dawning, sunny and bright.
Oh,
but after I've been crying all night, the sun is cold and the new day seems old. Since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby,
oh, since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby.
Are singing and the children are playing. There's plenty of work and the bosses are paying. Not a sad word should a young heart be saying.
What fun is a bore
and with money a poor. Since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby.
Since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby.
Motown had that something special that many other companies were trying to imitate. Quite unsuccessfully, I might add. They just couldn't cash in on that Motown sound. Meanwhile, Motown wasn't having any trouble at all. It just came naturally.
You're shiftless and you're lazy, just like that hound dog Daisy I had when Grandma raised me. Too old to scorn me. Dear old auntie warned me. You sure was no good for me, honey child. But your kiss is sweeter than the cake that Grandma used to bake. All them sweet little things about you sure now take the cake. You ain't gonna amount to nothing, but you ain't gonna work for nothing. Without you I'm good for nothing, honey child. Honey child, you're about to drive me wild. So can't let go now, honey child.
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas and Honey Child. Another blistering rocker, this run from the Temptations in typical Motown style. '65 was a banner year for Motown Records, and especially Smokey Robinson. Robinson wrote many hits that year for Motown, and he and the Miracles were recording hit after hit themselves. Smokey Robinson, truly Mr. Success in triplicate. He's vice president of Motown Record Corporation, world's largest independent record producer. Lead singer, of course, of the Miracles, one of the most popular groups in entertainment history, and one of the most prolific and renowned composers of popular music in the world. Yet he remains basically unaffected by the international acclaim that he and the Miracles have received. He says about the group, "We all dig each other. We had plenty of nothing together, and now we've got lots of something. We're no different now in our relationship than we were then." Those are the words of Smokey Robinson. And here's the music, Going to a Go-Go. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. that same year, the Marvelettes recorded this song. And Heartbreak Ahead. Marvin Gaye, 1 month later, recorded Ain't That Peculiar as the Motown story continues.
Honey, you do me wrong, but still I'm crazy about you. Stay away too long, and I can't do without you. Every chance you get, you seem to hurt me more and more. But each hurt makes my love stronger than before. I know flowers grow from rain, but how can love grow from pain? Ain't that peculiar? A peculiarity. Ain't that peculiar, baby? Baby, till I don't want to see that thing.
Marvin Gaye, in a very familiar form now, hit-making for Motown. Stevie Wonder's performances are bursting with life, tenderness, and vitality. Born black and blind, he expresses pure joy in living with his music. Music that lights up the world and makes the joy in life easier to see.
Motown was such a fantastic success because of the fact a lot of people didn't know that this could come out of the city of Detroit. Detroit was only noted for its cars. And then to come up with something like Motown, I think surprised a lot of people. Motown, I think, has done something for, say, the black history of even the United States and the world.
Plenty of gusto, and I was made to love her. Another Motown smash was done by the Supremes. The Happening.
Hey, life, look at me. I can see the real time. Cause when you shook me, took me out of my world, I woke up. Suddenly I just woke up to the happening. When you find
Of course, during all the success that Motown was having, a musical revolution was going full tilt. It started in 1964. And believe me, it was something else. The Beatles blew the lid off the music world, and many companies were hurting. If they didn't have the English sound, their records just wouldn't sell. Dozens of British groups flooded the American record market. Companies were fighting to see who could sign them to big contracts. Motown, all in all, was unaffected by it as business kept booming. Actually, the Beatles played a major role in broadening the market for rhythm and blues. The Beatles were strongly influenced by American Negro music. Two of the tunes recorded in their first album were recorded earlier by Motown. The Beatles introduced to many white youngsters their first experience with rhythm and blues music. The English boom was certainly hot, but it wasn't to continue at the same frantic pace. The Beatles, of course, and several other English groups did make it as established stars. However, their style has changed greatly since they first broke on the American pop scene. Barry Gordy feels the Motown sound is strong enough to withstand any new music trends, and now Stevie Wonder does one of his hits that was big during the English uprising. Nothing's too good for my baby. Hey!
Nothing's too good for my baby. Nothing's too good for my baby.
Yeah.